and welcome to today's edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. In today's podcast, we'll chat with Ed Galasso, Vice President and General Manager of Tech Data Canada, to discuss a new sales initiative the company is calling Ignite. Ignite will see the distributor put dedicated sales resources on the task of getting closer to SMB-focused solution providers and providing greater support for them in an ever-evolving technology landscape. Galasso will explain how Ignite will benefit SMB-focused VARs, why Tech Data is making the move now, what smaller resellers can expect from the distributor's result, and where he sees the program going, among other topics. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. Ed Galasso telling us about Ignite. Ed, thanks for taking the time.
You are very welcome, Rob. How have you been?
I've been well, thanks. Yourself?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for asking.
Keeping busy, no doubt.
You got it.
And one of those things you guys have been keeping busy with is a program, an effort called Ignite. And you guys are changing up sort of how you engage the SMB reseller. Can you, I guess, to throw it open, can you share a little bit about what Ignite is and what you guys are up to on the SMB side at Tech Data Canada?
Thanks for asking, Rob. You know, we have a great, great sales team here at Tech Data that has consistently provided an excellent customer experience, but we can't stand still. So I'm very excited to announce the launch of our newest sales segment called Ignite. And Ignite is a sales segment focused on Canada's small to medium reseller community. And this segment is a strategic area of importance for us here in Canada. It's an area of investment for us in Canada. We're putting incremental resources in play here, and we've tapped some of our best sales staff to help grow the customers that buy from Tech Data.
What can SMB partners expect to see as a result of shifting to this this Ignite sales team?
We are going to use this team to step up our customer intimacy. So we're going to get to know those customers a lot better. And as we get to know them, deliver different technologies and different solutions so that they are prepared to have the right conversations with their end customers. You know, we're going to make good on our commitment to help channel partners understand the new market dynamics. And we're going to do it in Canada's SMB through this group. We're also going to have the ability to step up our responsiveness and our competitiveness with this group of customers. So they can expect to see a different motion from Tech Data, and we hope to help them grow quicker than market, and we certainly expect to do the same.
So obviously this sounds like it will sort of evolve over time. It starts now with a new sort of higher touch sales team that's looking to get to know them and get to know their look fors and careabouts. And it sounds like over the relatively quick term, it'll also sort of evolve into a collection of new solutions areas and that sort of things, as you described, that are designed to meet that group. Can you share any thinking on sort of what that timeline might look like?
Well, we launched on Feb 1, and of course there's a lot of work to be done to get to know our customers better in that group. Right. Get to understand where they play, where we can bring value, whether it's in the area of hybrid cloud or cloud technology as a service, whether it's security, IT asset disposition, regular endpoint products, collaboration, and meeting room, AV. There's so many areas now that Tech Data can bring value. We just need to get to understand where those customers are taking their business and how we can insert ourselves. And that, I think, is one of the cool areas of investment as part of Ignite, is that we will be using our own data way better than we ever have in the past. So we're bringing on board a business intelligence analyst that'll help us and our customers better understand opportunities in this market space.
Obviously, SMB is a big space in any market, and particularly in Canada. You know, we often repeat the line, the a nation of SMBs.
Where are you at in terms of reaching out to that mass of resellers that are in that space with the Ignite program and getting them up to speed and making sure they're getting the new benefits that are included?
As I said, Rob, we launched on February 1st, and we are well on our way to profiling that customer base. I'm really happy as well with the response that we received from our vendor partners, as they are also interested in training this team so that they can carry the message forward to our many customers in this segment.
SMB, obviously a huge space, and particularly in Canada. Can you talk a little bit about why now for a program like Ignite? What's the impetus for launching at this point in time?
Well, we've always done well in that customer space. I think now the pace of change continues to increase, and the complexity in our business continues to increase. By adding more resources in this market space and helping the customers in that space grow quicker by arming them with the information they need to have the right conversations with their end customers and taking their end customers where the technology is going, I think that's really what Ignite is going to be for us in 2019. It's an area of growth for sure as Canada's SMB continues to perform well. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more than that for us. It's about empowering technology and helping our resellers take that technology and those solutions and those business outcomes to Canada's SMB. And that lifts all of us. And lifts our entire economy.
Can you talk a little bit about how the program came to be, kind of where the idea came from, and how it how we got to, you know, the Feb 1 launch, as it were?
Great question. So I would say we have been we're coming up on our 2-year anniversary of the new Americas management model that we have at Tech Data, and in that time, we have been able to share many best practices north and south of the border. So it's been a real education for the entire management team on both sides of the border. And as you know, we've sent some of our best practices down there to the U.S., and they've adopted some. And this is one that we identified as a leading practice in the U.S. And so we stole a lot of the good ideas that have now become this Ignite program in Canada, brought them up to Canada, and started working diligently in Q4 of last year. And the idea here is to launch Feb 1 coinciding with our new fiscal year. So it's been everything in terms of innovation around compensation plans, the business intelligence analyst, the way the team itself is structured, and how to go about attaining the kind of growth that we think we can achieve with this group. So it's been a real collaborative effort, kind of north and south of the border, and a real win for this new Americas management model that we have.
And I know it's just launching, but obviously these things are in evolution. We touched a little bit on sort of where you see it going. But curious to get your thoughts, on both next steps and kind of long-term steps for Ignite.
So next steps really for us are to monitor and ensure we're doing the right things on behalf of our customers. The early feedback has been very positive from the customers in this group, as well as from many of the vendors who touch those customers. So all things pointing in the right direction right now, Rob. So we're going to continue with our plan in the short term. Long term, I see us overachieving our goals that we've set for ourselves, and that's just going to mean more investment in that team and in the customers that the team services. Our goal here, again, is through education and support to help our customers grow and grow quicker than market, and to bring new solutions to them for their SMB and customers.
All right, so if I'm a if I'm an SMB focused VAR and want to learn more about Ignite, where can I go? To whom can I turn?
Well, Rob, of course, you can always consult the Tech Data Canada website, or you can call your inside sales rep, and they can provide all the detail that you require.
Ed, appreciate your taking the time. Look forward to checking in on Ignite as it develops in the market.
Happy to have another chat in a few months as the experience rolls in. No problem at all. If I could just end with saying a big thank you to the entire team here at Tech Data who worked diligently through Q4 to ensure that we had our Feb 1 launch. That would be great. Really appreciate all the effort that the team has put together in launching this, and I'm looking forward to a fantastic calendar 2019.
All right. Big shout out to the crew. Thanks, Ed. Take care.
Take care.
So there you have it, the word on Ignite from Ed Galasso of Tech Data Canada. I'd like to thank Ed for joining us for this edition of the podcast, thank Tech Data Canada for its continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. If you're enjoying the podcast, I hope you'll take a moment to leave a review on your podcatcher of choice. It really helps people find the podcast, and of course, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode. The podcast will be back on Friday as we take a look inside Cisco's new data center strategy, which aims to make the data center everywhere. We'll be joined by Nirav Shath, Vice President of Worldwide Sales and Systems Engineering for Cisco's Global Partner Office, to offer the vendor story, and we'll get some tales from the trenches of today's data center market with Kent McDonald of Longview Systems. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.